Blog Talk Radio.
I would never vote for anyone based on gender or race. I'm voting for Barack Obama not because he's black. I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's brilliant.
Adam, where art thou?
Who is Barack Obama? Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth. If I had to name my greatest strength, I guess it would be my humility. Greatest weakness, it's possible that I'm a little too awesome.
It's not a police officer's job to discipline somebody's children. That's a parent's job. And if the parents don't step up and discipline their children, then they're going to see me and I won't be as charming as I normally am.
Welcome, folks. It is a beautiful Sunday evening, and of course, if it's Sunday evening, it's time for Adam, Where Art Thou? With our very own Kathleen. Hey, Williams. Hey, Kathleen. What's up, girl?
Hey, how are you, Jay? Oh, my God.
Just another day in paradise, no palm trees. Just another day in paradise, no palm trees.
Absolutely paradise. How's my feed tonight, Jay? How do I sound? Am I still fuzzy, wuzzy, was a bear?
No.
Or am I clear tonight?
You are
really?
Clear as a bell. Yeah, clear
hey.
As a bell tonight.
Wonderful.
No one
because
must have went to radio
chat,
huh?
You're so bad. Yes, I do have some, I have a very cheap phone. I'm calling in from the cell phone tonight. I found my headset. I got myself ready. I'm ready to go, as they say.
Ready to go. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on? So what's going on for tonight's show there, sweetheart?
Oh, you know what? We're going to be... This is our after GME party. After the Great Men of Excellence Awards party. So we
okay. Well, that's good.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm
absolutely.
So where were you again last night, Jay? I mean, why weren't you in New York? I'm not quite sure. What happened?
Well, you know,
now,
I had to. I was in. You know, I had to spend time in Orlando. If people have access to my personal Facebook page, I posted pictures of me in Orlando. Just got back from Orlando. Had a great time there on business. So, you know, obviously I couldn't be in two places at one time. Even though I think I'm a magician, but I'm not. So, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think I don't have. Are you trying to tell me that I'm not on your personal page?
I'm not trying to tell you that. No. I try to separate show from personal, you know. So, but no. By all means, you can have it. I have no issue with that. But I was just letting people know that I was chilling, and so if they wanted to see pictures of my adventures in Orlando, they could go there. But no, we're good.
Yes, I want to see pictures of you chilling in Orlando on your personal page. So,
okay, not a problem. We'll make that happen for you, ma'am. Not a problem at all.
That's good. So did you celebrate International Men's Day yesterday?
Well, you know, the thing is that I thought about it, and I was wondering how I went. I should have went online. I didn't think about going to, I guess, the channel to watch it. Was it taped live or what?
Yes, it did live stream, and it was
okay.
Really a great program. Yeah, it was really a great program. We missed having you there.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I'll get all the juicy details tonight. So I knew I'd get the after party or the what is it called, the after party or the wrap-up show. I knew I'd be a part of that. So can't wait to hear all about it. And do you have pictures of International Men's Day on your personal Facebook page?
Well, no, actually, I don't have any personal pictures on my Facebook page. However, they will, they are coming. You know, we had photographers there. It was paparazzi palace up in that place last night. Really?
Oh my God! Taking pictures of you.
Oh man! Oh my God! Well, all the honorees taking pictures of all the honorees. The photos were flashing and flashing and flashing. There were, I don't know, maybe 15 photographers there taking pictures. We took group shots. They took tons of photos of the honorees. And thank God my volunteers, who were so incredible, got lots of great shots with guests as they were leaving. And those are the pictures that I have up on my Facebook page. So until I get some, because, you know, I couldn't really take any pictures. So until I get a hold of some of the photos that people post or send me, I'm just kind of basking in the glory.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm pretty sure once we see them, it should be something that's good, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So I have on the line a couple of folks that I'm just going to start bringing in right now, but I want to start with someone extremely special to me. For a couple of reasons. One, because I know he is probably doing something. He's busy outside, and because I asked him to call in, he just did for me. But he is not only one of the volunteers, but he has about 7 different positions on the International Men's Day Great Men of Excellence Planning Committee. He is the CFO. He is the editor. He is the filmmaker. He is the he does a whole lot of the graphic design. He does a tremendous amount of the posting and the research. And I probably could go on. Oh, he travels, he unloads, he packs, he unpacks.
Wow.
He runs all over. Yeah, he does all the tech, the PowerPoint and everything. And so I just want to say a huge thank you, a big shout out to, this has got to be the most incredible young man that I've ever met, and he just happens to be my son. So,
John
Rocha.
I knew you were going there. I knew it. I said, this is her son. I knew it. What's going on, Chad?
Yeah, I mean, like, who else can you do stuff like that to? I mean, you know, he writes books. You know, he's just like unbelievable. He does all this work. So, honey, I love you so much. You work so hard while at the same time you were interviewing for your executive in residence program. You were taking your midterm exams and doing presentations at school and working for your boss, coaching the women's tennis team. And you were doing all that stuff for your mother, who is just like, well, Sean, I just need this edited, please. Well, could you please do this, please? And you still rocked in your grades. And you still rocked. You still got A's in all your stuff. I'm just so impressed with you, honey. I'm really impressed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. Wow. It's like, how do you follow up an introduction like that?
I know. I'm just wondering here. Maybe I should hear. You know what? I think you deserve this right here. My goodness. Give you an applause. There you go. Jeez. Great stuff.
Thank you.
So, honey, what did you think of the program last night?
The program was amazing. You know, as you're going through all the backstage stuff, it gets kind of hectic, of course, as it gets closer and closer to the actual event. You know, we're all like, you got to do this and got to get that done, and if this doesn't done, then the whole event will be off. And, you know, at the end of the day, once people go up there and they really start talking and you get a chance to listen to them saying how important of an event it was and that no one else is doing it and thank you so much for putting it on, it really makes it all worth it.
It really did. It made it all worth it. And all the, you're right, all the running, all the concern and the worry, you know, now you can just sit back and say, oh, I need something to eat. You know, I need some food. But
yesterday after the event. I just put on sweatpants and sat in front of the TV and just ate food. That was it.
So, Sean, tell me, do you think that event is like an important event? How do you feel as a man watching it? How do you feel about that?
As I'm watching it, it definitely is an important event because, you know, we're always there saying how important role models and mentors are in a abstract sense. But to actually recognize them and have them view it and how, like, allow them to see the importance of their work, I think, is just a step above. And, yeah, I think it's really important, especially for people like me who want to strive to be in the same company as was in that room.
Wow, that's awesome. And we have some other volunteers with us. Well, first of all, before we bring them on the line, I just wanted to, you know, reiterate to you, Sean, just how important you are to all of this. Because truly, without your persistence, assistance, and continued support with everything and all the stuff that you do, you know, you advising the graphic artist, you pulling together the journal, doing all the driving that you do, and helping me with all of the techie stuff that I don't know how to do, the editing, you know, you doing the Susan Taylor video, doing the PowerPoint at the last minute, you know, just really all that stuff. How would you pull that all together? I mean, you know, it just couldn't be done without you either. So thank you for always just saying, okay, Mom, just email it to me. I'll get to it. So
you're welcome. And I just want
to
say, I know I do have to run, but I just want to say thank you for being such an inspiration, not only to me, but to an entire community. And you're the inspiration that I have to be able to do that work and also keep up with all the other things that are going in my life and to just strive for success. So, thank you.
Aww.
Do you have an audio of that?
Oh.
So thanks for just calling in real quick to talk to us and sharing
absolutely,
your views.
Absolutely.
All right, honey. Love you.
Take care. Have a great show.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. So I have two more of the most incredible volunteers on the line. So I'm going to start with – oh, wait a minute. Where'd she go? Oh, that was Sean that dropped down. Okay. So I'm going to start with this lady because, oh, my goodness. How do I begin with this? Okay. I met this woman, I don't even think it was a month ago. I don't even think it was a month ago. It might be just a month. Well, maybe it's a month. A month and a 6 weeks, possibly. I don't think so. But the night we met, another woman introduced us, a great friend of mine who was also one of the volunteers, and I'm hoping she's going to be able to join us in a little while. She introduced us, and she said, listen, I'm recruiting her to volunteer with you for your event, so you guys talk. You know, just like that. I'm like, okay. So we sit down, we start talking, and we find out that we not only do we have the same last name, but our parents, you know, our roots are in the same parish in Jamaica, West Indies. And I mean, this is a small parish in Jamaica, West Indies. Then we start talking about our grandmother, and they have the same first name. So we're looking at each other through the phone. We're like, what? Are we related? We got to be cousins. So that's how this started. And then from that day forward, I share with her what she said. Okay, what do you need me to do? Just tell me what you need me to do, and I got you. And I started telling her about the two programs that we were working on, Swag University, which was Friday night, and we'll get that to that in a minute, and on Saturday night, of course, the Great Men of Excellence Awards. And what she said, okay, we've got the front door, and I think Sharon said it first. She said, no, she's going to handle the front door, because we had so many problems with the front door last year. And she's like, she's the person to put on the front door. And I'm like, great, that's, we got it. And this woman, from that day until this, from the very night that we met, she has been relentless in making sure that this program, both of them, on Friday night, we were putting together the Swag University, which took place, which was, you know, two workshops for young people, for teenagers, and we conducted two of them. We couldn't just have one. No, I had to have two. We had one in Queens and we had one in Brooklyn. They were going on at the same time. So to coordinate the two of them was really a lot of work, because you had to have all the speakers and everything all coordinated and ready to go and recruit kids. So we started working on it, and she started pulling together people from Queens, and she had her list together in less than 24 hours. Not only did she have the list, but everybody was confirmed. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so we had this stellar panel in Queens, and then she took Queens, and she just ran with it. And I said, I think I'm going to give you the rest of this to do. And she's like, oh, God, okay, fine. And she just took it and ran with it, and it was incredible. I'm going to let her talk about it. And then Saturday night, she was Johnny on the spot, had all these other programs to do. She did all the work that she had to do personally and showed up on time at the event, great men of excellence, got on the front door and just rocked. Had her own team of volunteers that she brought with her. So, you know, another woman that the excellence and the talent and the volunteers who dedicated their time to me and this program, I just can't thank you all enough. I just can't thank you all enough. I just can't thank you all enough. Andreen, I love you, my dear. We've only met a couple weeks ago, and immediately I felt the connection like you were my cousin. You felt it too, and we just ran with it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Andreen, ladies and gentlemen, What an incredible woman. Jay, can you put the applause on for me, please? Because you've got to have the applause.
Stop it.
Just incredible.
Hi, Leslie. Thank you so much.
Oh, hey, Leslie. I'm getting to you next.
My car actually broke down, so I'm stranded. But I said, let me call in right quick.
Wait a minute, you need me to come get you?
No, Stan is here trying to get it started.
All right, well, if you need me to come get you, we could take this show on the road. You know, we're not going to leave you out in the street.
No, not at all.
Driving and dialing, driving and talking. We got the board on board. Jay got the board down. Listen, we'll leave this puppy up and come get you. Don't even try it. We'll be talking about you, honey. We'll be talking about you. But before you go, I just have to thank you, because you are another incredible woman that just did everything. From last year, you rescued me last year when I was sitting in the middle of the floor with a ton of papers on top of my head saying, oh, my God, what do I do now? It was 2 weeks before the event, and Leslie just showed up, and she's like, okay, what do you need me to do? And she just started from then, and she never quit till now. She was with me every single day. She left her job and came to me and just helped me lay all these things out, make all these phone calls, coordinate printing, go pick up stuff. She brought food when she came, and she was even doing my hair. She did the centerpieces. She went and picked out all the stuff she designed. She calls me, waking up in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, did you call so-and-so? Leslie, you are incredible. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to you. This would not have been possible at all. From last year, we couldn't have pulled it off without you, and I'm just forever indebted to you. God bless you, honey. Thank you, and get that car started. If not, I'm on my way.
It is my pleasure.
Wow.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
I do it
awesome.
All over again. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, honey, thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you got to go.
Welcome.
I know But call back if you need a ride, though. I'm not kidding. You know I'm on my way.
Okay, I will. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So, Andreen, talk to me.
Yes, darling.
Talk to me.
All
yes,
right. Let's start out with, first of all, thank you for such a wonderful introduction. And, you know, it's a pleasure. I've learned so much in the last couple of days, and basically I just do what I do. You know, I just like when somebody tells me that they need help and I could do it, let's get it rolling. You know, I'm not a person that talks a lot, but I'm going to roll up a sleeve and let's get busy. What you was doing for the community is so much needed that it was my pleasure and an honor to be a part of it. The Swag U event, let's start with Friday Night Swag U. Yeah. Don't worry about what I had. Once you said Andreas in your hands, I said, okay, all right. I pulled up my pants. I said, all right, girl. We got to roll up the foot because we got to get busy. And just to know, the people in the community like William Scarborough, Adrian Felton, Lorraine Gittins, Judy Montreal, Ayana, Sugar Ray, Rodney's, I mean, they all just, Leslie, we all just got together in that room, and I made phone calls, and they called their friends, and their friends called their friends. It was such a wonderful group effort. I mean, it was so, the vibe was just so flowing. I was overwhelmed. I was like overjoyed at the outcome. And then as the night was going on and more people kept on coming in the room, I look at Leslie and I'm like, we did it! We did it! I got so excited. It Leslie did her part. She came in. She made sure everybody was fed. You know, it was a good, I mean, me and Leslie was our first time working together. But it wasn't like, well, who's going to do what?
And we would never know. And it was all, you know, it was my first time working with you. We have seen each other once. We have seen each other once. And you heard that mission of Swag University, and you're like, what? I'm on board with this. Let's go.
Yes.
That's incredible. And the people that you pulled in, you know, you didn't even say their titles to say, you know, what the stature of was the people that you pulled, the stature of the people who you pulled in for the panel, the adults for the panel that dedicated their time on a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, to sit down and talk with these teenagers and help them have a better start in life. So for those of you who don't know, we put it together in such a way. The design was, this is International Men's Day weekend, so we wanted workshops specifically for young men. But we can't leave the girls out, so we put the young men with the men only and took the girls and put them with the women and put a whole nother panel together of women to speak to the young teenage women and then brought them back together at the end. And Andreen, you know, go ahead, just finish talking about what happened, what went down in Queens.
Yes. And so we had, like you said, we had young men in one room with the awesome speaker as well, and the women all in one room. But the funny thing was when the woman says, you know, I didn't know about this, but you know, I'm glad I came. As long as the end result was, I'm glad I came. I learned something.
Yeah.
You know, it was such a positive feedback. And those speakers, I mean, they spoke from their toes to the top of their head. They were shooting out knowledge left and right, and it was just so informative. And everybody, the questions, when's the next one? When's the next one? When you get that kind of outcome at the end of the night, on a Friday night when everyone is tired, they've been working all week, and for them to come there and sit there and listen to you and says, when's the next one? That's when you know it's been effective. And when you have little young girls who come in there who didn't want to speak, but at the end of the night, they're in the conversation, they're answering questions, and they're coming over to you and speaking to you afterwards, that's when you say, you can just sit back and say,
Yes.
And then, here you go, having me at the front desk at the Men of Excellence Award. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Society has put so many
Sharon
negativity.
Well, Sharon started that, though. Sharon started that, so we give kudos to Sharon because she called it immediately. She's like, Kathleen, what do you need? So I tell her, Sharon, we need somebody great on the front door because last year the door was totally not managed well. It just wasn't managed well. So she's like, oh, I think I got somebody for you, and you were the person.
Yeah, no, Sharon. That's my manager. But let me tell you something. When we sat at that front door, and when we saw the caliber of distinguished men that came through that door, and when I said, look at my, that's what I call them, my brothers, African-American men coming in this room, well-dressed, ready to be honored, goose pimples was all over. I just had goose pimples all over. I just thought, I said, Kathleen, you go ahead, my sister. It was such a wonderful evening.
Wonderful.
You know, because every time you hear about our brothers, it's always something so negative. You know, but to see that something so positive and that these men are doing such awesome work in the community for everyone, oh, my gosh. I was totally elated. I just sat there and smiled. I probably looked like I was doing a Kool-Aid commercial. But thank you, Kathy, for dedicating your time.
And
put together such an awesome program. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, God, thank you so much. It wasn't possible without all of you. So that's why I asked all of you to be here so we could do this GME after party on the air. And so I could thank you because I had this plan to thank everybody at the end last night, and then you all snuck me again. I'm like, can these women be more incredible? I can't believe this. They snuck me again and show up with roses and I'm like, how did I get this done? it was just like, so here I'm like trying to suck back the tears so I don't, have I got to do photographs next to my mascara and eyeshadow and everything. I couldn't hold them back. I couldn't hold them back. So, and then I was lost for words. I was lost for words. So I didn't get to thank you all the way I wanted to last night so that everybody knew how much you've done and who you are and how much you dedicate because, one other thing I just want to add, Andrea, before we go on to the next volunteer and supporter and everything else, is that you did all of this, meeting me less than 6 weeks ago, and you have a major event that you have planned that is going on December 10th. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And you didn't put it aside because I know you have like 17,000 arms because you have Jamaica, you know. Yes, you know I can do 10 jobs. So when the kid can do it, I'm gonna call you.
That's true. You know how we do. I'm a multitasker, so you know, I think I can't do one thing at a time. So it's all good. I was making sure you was okay because I know yours was first, but I was still on the side doing what I got to do for December 10th. Our masquerade ball coming around the corner.
Yes, indeed. So shout it out real quick so we don't forget to do
all right.
We'll do it again later. But tell everybody about the masquerade ball. Oh, sounds like we have a break coming up. So I think you can shout it out while that music is going. How much time do we have, Jay, before we go to the break?
I'll make it quick. Saturday, December 10th, from 8 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning, Lady Dells present their annual scholarship fundraiser, and the theme this year is called a Masquerade Ball. Ticket of $65, 6 hours open bar, buffet, cocktail hour, and the whole nine yard. We also present our two recipient their scholarships. Ladies and gentlemen, come out and join us. If you're interested in attending, email address ladydells_1@yahoo.com, or you can go online to purchase ticket www.ladydells.org. Thank you so much.
And you can make donations. So,
definitely
going to a good cause. So you can give some scholarships to some young people. That's awesome. All right, so we're going to take a real quick break. don't listen, don't go away, because boy, do we have more to tell you. We didn't even get into last night and all the amazing men that were there, other than the Honorable David Dinkins and David Levy, and oh man, David's speech was a tearjerker at the end. So, and Percy Sutton's family and George Frazier. Oh my gosh, George Frazier. So listen, we're gonna go to break real quick. Stay tuned, sit tight. We will be right back. This is Kathleen Williams. I'm your host. You're listening to Adam, Where Art Thou? And I have my co-host with me, Mr. J. Riles, and we'll be back in a second.
Adam,
Where Art Thou?
Refreshing, thirst quenching, chill kind of average and only but goody, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow. You know the steez. We're going to have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Have a break.
What I'll take.
The blackness. Keep on.
Welcome to SBNet News, 90-second news break. Bank of America will pay $116,785 to each military service member whose home was unlawfully foreclosed upon, plus compensation for lost equity. It's the largest settlement ever under the Service Member Civil Relief Act. The Roots drummer Questlove saw hundreds of NYPD officers in riot gear. He used social media and tweeted, "Sun's about to go down, yo. I swear I counted 1,000 riot gear cops about to pull a sneak attack." The protesters thought it was a shift change, but the drummer was right. The Roots are the truth. According to a new study, almost half the members of Congress are millionaires. The analysis released by the Center for Responsive Politics say that out of the 535 members of Congress, 249 are in the 1%. That number was based on the average value of each lawmaker's assets and liabilities. According to cable ratings, Black Girls Rock, a television special celebrating a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring to young black girls, was one of the top cable shows in black households with nearly 2 million viewers. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for SBNet News.
All right, so it sounds like we're having a really bad connection over on Adam Where Art Thou, so we're going to just mute that for a minute until the end of that song and get ready to come back with more comments from our volunteers in the description of last night's program. So let me just check back in and see if Adam Where Art Thou cleaned that static up. Hold on.
Welcome back in. 909-265-9189 is the calling number. It's time to get back to the show. Kathleen, girlfriend,
hey,
let's continue the conversation about International Men's Day in NYC. What say you, baby girl?
That's right. Oh, my goodness. International Men's Day in New York City. Listen, we threw down. We threw down. And it's more than International Men's Day now. It's International Men's Day weekend. And it's International Men's Day weekend. So for the theme this year for International Men's Day was giving boys a successful start in life. Hence why it was important to do something not just for men, but also to have a focus on young men. So we worked, you know, there were a lot of boys present, especially over at the Boys and Girls Club in Brooklyn. So that's the site that I was at. We set up both sites, coordinated, and shout out to Principal Carlton Gordon of IS-59 for being so open to the idea, something he had never heard of before. I called him up one afternoon and was like, listen, can I come over and talk to you? I want to do such and such and such and so. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? So I told him about Flag University. I told him what the goal was and the point of it, to really get our young men an opportunity to talk to some men in the community they might not ever otherwise meet or see or know anything about. So, and not only will they get to meet and see them, but sit down and talk to them heart to heart. So he said, what?
Oh, okay.
That sounds incredible. I want you to have it here. So I'm like, great.
Wow.
He said, well, we'll co-sponsor it. So that way, you know, you don't have to pay, and we'll promote it to the teenagers here and so forth. And he was on board from day one. So I just want to thank you, Carlton Gordon, for just believing in the vision and participating in it without any hassle or hesitation. So thank you so much for that. And, you know, from there, we went ahead, put the ducks in a row, if you will, things in place for it to run smoothly. And Andreen, we were concerned again. Well, you know, probably you weren't concerned, or maybe we were. We were concerned that, you know, well, maybe not enough of the students know about it. Maybe not enough of the kids in our area are aware of it, because we thought that the parents, you know, the certain people that we thought were going to help spread the word did not necessarily get the word out the way we wanted, and there was no real buzz going on. And then Miss Leslie, who's not on the phone, said, okay, listen, Kathleen, write this press release so I can get it in the paper. And then she started, I was like, okay, I'll write the press release, Leslie. And she's like, no, write it right now. So I wrote the press release, and Leslie got that press release in two newspapers, two local newspapers carried the press release. One of them, one of the reporters, and shout out to Veronica from the Southeast Queens Press, And that article, I have it actually posted on my Facebook page. She wrote a quarter of a page, no, she wrote a third of a page article on Swag University and covered the Great Men of Excellence Awards in it, and had a huge picture in there from last year's Great Men of Excellence Awards in the paper. So we started getting all these phone calls from people, what's going on with this Swag University thing? I want my kids there. You know, so that kicked it off. Andreen, you called people and told them to bring friends. I called people and told them to bring their kids, bring their friends, and tell friends to bring their kids. And it just, we, you know, from what we thought, turned into an absolute dream come true. When you all, when I called you from Brooklyn, first of all, my phone died. I'm in Brooklyn at the site at the Boys and Girls Club, and all these other incredible speakers that I'll tell you about in a few minutes with them. And all right, you know what? I'll tell you about Brooklyn in a few minutes because that was just it was so unbelievable over there. But for Queens, how many students did you have again, Andrea?
Wow, it was about 50, 60 between the two groups. It was just, it was a quite amount of people. It just they were just coming and going. I just saw faces passing me.
It was quite a few. Yeah, and I called you all when I finally my phone had died, and I finally was able to get just enough juice so I could pull up Leslie's phone number and call it, which I should know it by heart anyway. Which I do know it by heart, but I was so nervous that night that I couldn't remember my name. So I got enough juice to get her phone number and called her up, and I'm saying, how's it going over there? How's it going? I thought I would get back before, because I wanted to do both sites. So I thought I would get back before 9, but we started a little bit afterwards in Brooklyn because the kids, when my guests, the speakers walked in into the Boys and Girls Club in Brooklyn, they had a team of about 15 kids, and those kids grabbed each and every speaker individually and took them on an entire tour of the Boys and Girls Club. So they got to see the music room, the computer rooms, their art room, their auditorium where they do their acting and so forth. They walked those speakers all over the building. And the ladies would have their high heels on. They're like, wait a minute, where's the elevator? They walked all over. The kids were incredible. And then by the time, you know, so after everybody had their tour and we checked into the large room where we were hosting the session just for the boys, there were so many kids in there. You know, so by the time we started and really got rolling, all those kids came together, sat down. We started with the boys and the girls together, and it was just unbelievable. And we had the same. We had about 60 kids and their parents that came and stayed until the very end. So you all rocked Queens, and I called you and said, how's it going? And you said you had so many kids, I almost started crying. I'm like, I don't believe this. And we have the same over here. So with New York, we serviced about 150 kids.
Yes, but one thing I'd like to add, too, and the parents, we had a lot of parents as well, which was a plus, because sometimes the kids get the information and it stays right there, and we're not sure if it gets to the parents. So to have the parents there in front of us so we can speak to them directly, because we feel like everything starts from the parent, and they have to, in turn, filter it down. So it was nice to have them there to get the message across. So we're just hoping that, you know, everything works out.
Yeah. And Leslie was telling me that someone said that you had to end it by 9. We thought we were going to go 7 to 10. We had to end it by 9. She said, I don't know how to get all these people out of the building in 15 minutes. I'm like, if that's our biggest problem, we're good. That's the biggest problem. We are fine. And also, shout out to Golden Crust Restaurant, who provided all those cocktail patties for the students so that they would have something to eat. We went over, we couldn't believe the amount of patties Golden Crust sent so that everybody could have something to eat, and they were good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were really good. So I want to bring on the line the next person. I have to check and see who all is on the line. We have quite a few callers on, but I want to talk about this lady for a quick second. First of all, I can't even remember how far back we met, but I tell you, I know exactly when and where and the circumstances. I don't remember the exact day, but I can look it up. As a matter of fact, I do actually. It was in January, and I want to say it was 2006. I think it was 2006. And I went to the front door. She rang the bell. I went to the front door and looked outside, and I said, oh, okay, it's my guest, because that's when I started I'm Just Saying. This was my first TV shoot, and this was my first guest on my first TV shoot. I had never done TV show, talk show host activities before in my life, And I was calling all around to all my friends, and do you know anybody that I can talk to? I want to interview somebody and discuss HIV and AIDS. And I'm looking for people, and nobody would agree to talk to me. First of all, they didn't know who I was. And they didn't know whether or not they wanted to talk about HIV/AIDS on a program with me, because they didn't know if, you know, well, who is this woman anyway talking about? She's got a TV show in her living room. Yeah, right. Okay. And I got a bridge for sale in Brooklyn. So anyway, I look outside, and here comes my first guest, and she's all dolled out in, you know, pink, I believe it was, you know, pink, and escorted inside, and she sat down, and I've got, you know, the lights going, and a whole crew in the living room, and, you know, the fireplace, and this whole nine going on, and she comes in, we sit down and start talking, and we did two shows back-to-back, 28 minutes each. And I just have to tell you a story. So we're talking about HIV and AIDS in the first program, and that was just kind of an informational thing and, you know, sharing with people about what it is, how you get it, that kind of, you know, just informational. And she told her story. And then in the second show, it was called, I don't know, it was, I don't even show it that often unless they put it on TV after hours, because it's somewhat rated, I don't even know rated what, because it was, we were talking about safe sex, safe sex, and how to make sure that you can prevent transmission of HIV/AIDS. So she pulls out, well, we won't go into all that. You will watch it the next time it airs after midnight. You'll have to air it.
Oh, my God.
Excellent program. Excellent, educational, and, you know, and nothing rude, but definitely information that people can use, valuable tools that they can use. Well, I don't want to say tools, but tools. All right, wait. I shouldn't have this show tonight because I'm tired, right? And I don't want anybody replaying it. I'm going to make sure I take down the archive. Anyway, so valuable tools that people can use, pun intended, in order to have safe sex. So, and she's a professional in sharing this information, because that's what she does for a living, is she goes around and she speaks to people professionally, to young people, to organizations, to kids, to schools all over New York. And anyway, so we talked about that. We did the show on that. And from that day until this, she has been by my side. She became my executive assistant not long after that. She does the she now is part of the show. She's executive assistant on I'm Just Saying TV. I put her through I made her go take the courses at QPTV, so not only would she be part of the program on the administrative side, but now she is in the studio with me, actively in the studio with me, so she learned how to do the camera, she learned how to do the control board, she learned the lighting,
wow,
and all that other kind of stuff. And so now sometimes we go into the studio, we don't have enough crew, and she is camera one, she's camera two, she's camera three, she's audio, she's she's registering the guests, she's getting the talent release form, she's helping people get mics, she's helping people, you know, usher them around the room. And then, you know, I can't ever do anything really simple. So not only do I have to do a TV show, but I gotta have a live studio audience, you know, kind of stuff. So Mika's running around getting this releases signed, and then I go and I said, you know what? You know, when we go into the studio, it's to tape, you know, it's taped a lot. So we record it, and then I submit it, and it airs at a later date. But that wasn't good enough for me last year. I'm like, no, I want to have a live program, too. So now Mika has to do, she does the tape show, she does the live show, because that actually airs at the time that you're taping in the studio. So even, you know, no pressure. But Nico has been with me since the day she was my first guest on I'm Just Saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, wow. And so, of course, she was there last night. She was there last year. She was volunteering. She brought out, you know, introduced us to some great people, her pastor, Reverend Melvin Wilson. I mean, just, she just, oh, she gets the tapes. We're on in Queens, we're on in Brooklyn, we're on in Manhattan, and Nico runs around and makes sure that the tapes are on in all the other boroughs as well. I can't even talk enough. There's no way I can get out all the stuff that Nico does and helps me with. So, ladies and gentlemen, this lady, I love her also, like all my volunteers. I just am so blessed. I'm so blessed. And I do say my, because I don't think you all realize. You are never getting rid of me. I mean, not that you would want to, but you won't be able to anyway, because we're locked in for life now, so I'm just saying. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Nico Flowers. Nico, I love you.
I love you too, so now I know I can't move nowhere, right?
We need the applause. I don't know where Jay is, but we definitely need the applause on that one. But I'll get you up. Thank you, baby. Thank you, Jay. Because Nico... Man, just,
thank you so much, Kathleen. It was just an awesome job last night and so well needed. I did miss the keynote speaker because that's when I went to go get the flowers for you. So I did miss the keynote speaker. The entertainment was awesome. And when you first decided to do this last year, because, you know, you do everything and be around everybody and decide that, you know, you want to do something else. So I'm like, oh, woosa, what's she doing up now? What's she cooking up now? When I first heard about it. Like, what is this lady doing now? What's going on? But it's just been awesome just working with you the past couple of years since the TV show aired, since we did it. And it was November when you did that.
It was November. I thought it was January.
Yeah.
That's right.
It aired in January, but we did it in November.
That's right, because the show started, we got the dates for January to start January of that next year, but we had to turn in several tapes before, so Nico was my first and second guest. She was my first and second show ever. I'm just saying, hey, it's online too, everybody. If you're on, it's online. And I'm just saying, TV, YouTube, I don't know, YouTube/IJS, go to the website. I'm just saying TV. .com. I'm just saying TV.com. And from the website, you can click on the YouTube channel. It takes you to all the shows that are up there. And do it soon, too, because we're taking those shows down. We're putting a whole new set of shows up, and those will be archived, so you won't be able to get them except by special request. So if you want to watch the shows that are up there now, and they're pretty incredible, and watch Nico. Nico, that Safe Sex show, I didn't load that one, babe. You didn't know that one?
Okay. You never learned the trick either, did you?
No.
It's okay. I got a record.
We didn't load that one. No, we didn't load that one. But, Nico, thank you for everything that you do for me. Thank you for always hanging in there with me and believing in my visions, which I know can just go way over the top sometimes, and you just sit there and listen to me for hours as I talk about, okay, and you know what, and we can fly to the moon, and then when we get there, we'll get around the moon, and you're like,
but you know one thing, I would never get bored as far as, like, you know, working with you, because it's always something different, and I want to say thank you just for, you know, mentoring me
in
the last couple of years and just, like, you know, just exposing me to, like, great things and the people that you work with. So, you know, sometimes you want to, like, thank me, but I want to, like, you know, thank you also for just, like, being there, you know, when I need you an ear. Just being you. Just being Boss Lady.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So we have some more folks on the line, too. But what I wanted to do was just tell you all a little bit more real quick about the Swag University at Brooklyn, the Madison Square Boys and Girls Club, Thomas S. Murphy Clubhouse. That is an incredible place. Incredible place. The first time I spoke there was earlier in the year. And when I went in and saw what they were doing and saw what the kids were being exposed to and how hard they work over there, I said, listen, first of all, I got to do some work with you. I want to be able to speak to your kids and share with them whatever you need from me. You call me, because I love these kids and I love the work and the commitment and the dedication. You can tell the staff loves what they do. You can tell the difference. When you walk in there, the vibe is just incredible. So I'm like, listen, I'm in. What do you need from me? And so they just, you know, they said, okay, we want you to speak to the graduation. Done. Fine. What else can we do? And I called them up about Swag University, and I said, listen, I want you guys to partner with me on this. We want to do it at your location, and here's what I'm doing. And so they said, okay. You know, but they needed it structured and to task and everything, and I provided that for them, and they went with it. So I want to thank them so much for trusting me to put that together. They allowed me to bring in all the speakers to speak to their people, and they opened up the Boys and Girls Club so anybody in Brooklyn or any part of New York City could go that night and listen to the speakers that we had there. I'm almost getting choked up just talking about it. But I invited some incredible people, entrepreneurs, business owners, speakers, detectives, people from NYPD, youth motivational speakers, a woman who has a nonprofit, a couple of nonprofit organization founders were there, and they all showed up. They all showed up for their Friday night, you know, to spend their Friday evening with some teenagers that they don't know, and they had no idea what it was going to be like. Were the kids going to be interested or not interested or what? But and then I had other people. And you know what was so interesting about this? When I announced it in a couple of different places, the folks came running to me. Can I be on the panel? I want to be there to talk to these kids. It was not hard at all to find people to speak because they wanted to come. And then there were some people that I didn't ask, and they called me up, and they're like, how come, like, what's up with that? Why didn't you ask me to participate? And I said, because you're so busy. You know, that was Stephen Jackson. I'm like, you're always so busy that, you know, I just don't like to, you know, add to your busy schedule. Usually you don't have a whole lot of time. He said, well, listen, that is my gift that I need to be able to give back. So if you have an opportunity for me to give back to some young people, I want to be there. So I'm like, okay, you know, I know how awesome you are. He's a mentor of mine. So Stephen Jackson, Henry Nelson of the 1209 Enterprises, Lucinda Cross of Corporate Mom Dropouts, Geneva Farrell of a Young Mother's Dream nonprofit organization, Minister Kim Underwood, who left her job and came there. She is a minister. And Jim Hernandez, who is a youth motivational speaker. Did I miss anybody? And then some other speakers and leaders in the community came out just to check out what was going on, to participate. Then we had all the kids and their parents in the room, and it rocked, I'm telling you. But the thing that I wanted to share with you especially was we started out together. We all introduced ourselves and talked with the kids for a little bit, and then we did. We split them up, young men in one room with the guys only. And they didn't let us in, so we could not eavesdrop and hear what the men were talking about. But we didn't need to because we were in the other room across the hall and down a bit with the young ladies, just like they did it in Queens because, you know, that part of the structure. And with the young ladies, the things that they talked to us about, one young lady said that she, you know, talked about the fact, and I mean, when I say young ladies, I mean 14 years old. She talked about the fact that some issues had gone down with her and a friend of hers or a former friend of hers, and they got into a fight, and the repercussion of it was so bad that she decided she wanted to take her own life. And then she began to share with us exactly all the feelings that she was having and what got her through it and why she was still sitting there that night, what her parents said to her and how she got through that. And everybody in the room, you could literally have heard a cotton ball drop, not even a pin drop, a cotton ball. And we were hanging on her words and just listening to all of the issues, the events, the problems and concerns of our young women. They talked a lot about being pressured into or people pressuring them into having sex way before they thought it was time. And they talked a lot about their friends being pressured and how they sit and try to encourage their friends not to do what they were not prepared to do. They talked about the cyberbullying and all of that. That stuff is so real for them
They feel it, and they never have a chance to just get it out with people who want to help them and adults who want to help them. And the parents were in the room listening and, you know, tearing up, as the young lady shared. And it was just an incredible evening. And the same thing, different people, was happening a borough away, about 15 miles away in Queens. And we knew, both, you know, in both locations, we knew this cannot be the last time. But we know Swag University is just launching. So this is not the only, this is not a one time, this is a forever thing now. So it was really pretty awesome. So it's 8 o'clock, the top of the hour. I don't see Ronnie on the line. I wonder if she's calling in from another phone. I'm not really sure. But it's 8 o'clock. We didn't really get into yet talking about David Levy and the commitment and the pledge that he made last night, which had everybody saying, oh, my goodness. George Frazier, David Jenkins, and the messages that they gave, and boy, oh boy, Minister Hafiz, oh my goodness, Minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, and Lance Ogeef, the information that they gave us. And I'm hoping that I have Sharon on the line somewhere so she can share with us also about all the work that she did. I gotta talk about Sharon, because she's just so incredible in so many different ways, just like everybody else that are my volunteers. So so we're going to take a quick break, and it's 8:01. We'll take about a 3-minute break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the actual evening, the real party, which was last night. And I'm telling you, it was a party indeed. Boy, oh boy, when you all see all the pictures from this thing, wow. So, all right, we're going to take a quick one. We will be back in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Adam, Where Art Thou? I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and my co-host, Mr. J. Ryle, is on. And I have my volunteers from Swag University and the Great Men of Excellence on the line to share with you. And I'm going to let them tell you what it was like last night, because it was just... I couldn't even have imagined it. I could not have imagined it. All right, so I'm talking enough. Let's go to break. We'll be back in just a second. Sit tight.
Adam,
where are thou?
broken and I'm not right. The weather is cold and it's hard for me to understand what went wrong. I've been made a fool, I'm ready for you to come back and bring me back your love. But I back to with it back day.
Too many fathers are AWOL, missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. We need families to raise our children. We need fathers to recognize that responsibility doesn't just end at conception. That doesn't just make you a father. What makes you a man is not the ability to have a child. Any fool can have a chance.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the third and final set of Adam, Where Art Thou? Here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. 909-265-9189 is the call-in number. It's time to give it back to Kathleen. Kathleen, it's all yours.
Hey. Thank you, Jay. I have a question. If I call, called into your board. Can I call another person now? Or can you
You can
one?
Call as many people as you like. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Because I think I'm going to call a surprise guest and see it. So we'll see if he picks up. But anyway,
cool.
I wanted to thank you. So we're talking now about the Great Men of Excellence Award program that took place last night, and we have with us on the line someone else who was there last night. So I want to hear her thoughts about the Great Men of Excellence Award. So this lady has been a friend of mine, yes, also, for a long time. And when we met, it was another one of those click things. You know, we just knew right away, we need to be friends. And then we found out that same afternoon when we met that we lived around the corner from each other, and we were miles away when we met. I mean, miles away. We couldn't believe it. Like, what? You live here? I won't touch your house every day. So it was great. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us right now is my good girlfriend, Miss Claire Simon. Yay!
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
Can you hear me? I'm good, I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, honey. I'm doing great, thank you. So, thank you for coming last night.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have missed it. I would not have missed
it. Thank you so much for coming. So, what did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, I've listened to the other speakers talk about just, you know, how it all came together, but it was just wonderful to, I mean, one, your vision of honoring men of color, black men, and really, and then when we met several years ago, you know, you've always talked about your vision of how our black men are portrayed and really working on different initiatives to make that, to present those positive images of our men. And last night, I think, was the epitome of that, to see so many men in the room, you know, just being honored and getting their accolades. And also, you know, they were encouraging each other. They were kind of ribbing each other, too, you know, at some point. But they were encouraging each other and really just push the envelope on where they believe that they need to be, where our communities need to be. So it was an amazing event. It was a packed house. And I think people, you know, were already talking about what about next year, you know, and what's going to happen next year. So it was truly amazing, and hats off to everyone who made it happen behind the scenes and front the scenes, day of, day after. You know, because I do think that people, the folks who were there, were genuinely appreciative, and it really spoke volumes to things that we need to do to continue to rebuild our communities.
Right. Thank you so much, Claire. And you're doing a whole lot of that, too, with the young ladies that you work with, and you've been doing it for years. So you know, all of us are in this with our sleeves up. Just working hard to make sure that our, you know, our kids have something to do and some place to go.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to bring someone else. We have another friend of mine on the line, and it's 8:12. Wow, I can't even believe this. Because I wanted to call. Well, let me make this phone call first and see if he joins in, and then we might run over a little bit over here. So, you guys, hang in there with us. If we hit 8:30, we'll continue to run over. And I know Jay's probably looking at the board like, "What are you talking about?"
Well, yeah, my God. Okay.
We'll stay on over here, Jay. If you can hang with us, that'd be great. If not, I understand, but I would like for you to hang in there with us because this would be a lot of fun. But I wanted to bring in a friend of mine who's already on the line, but I want to call before it's too late and see if I can get this gentleman. Hold on a second. We'll see.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that, and I'll continue the conversation with the young ladies. Oh, you're going to do it live, all right. Live radio. You love it. I love it. Let's do it.
How do you not do it live?
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about that off the air. That's no secret. But that's okay. Let's do it live. It's fun doing stuff live on the radio. It's always fun.
That's it. He may not pick up.
It's okay. We'll leave a message live on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll leave
a message. Oh, it didn't go to the voicemail. Okay, it says call me, but it's not answered. So, all right, so that's okay. So, well, thank you, though. Thank you, Jay, and I'll get that lesson later. So, we will bring in, it's a shame, it's a terrible thing to put somebody unskilled on the board, but whatever, we'll learn it as we go along. So I want to bring in another friend of mine who also participated in the planning of this event and helped to absolutely help to make this thing shape up technologically in the way that it needed to. Not only that, but the marketing of it and putting it up on the website. And listen, let me tell you something. The hits on this website have been unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Well, let me not say it. It's been believable, and that's what we wanted. And it actually was accomplished. So we went from the first day out, I think, we were getting tons of hits, and I mean in the hundreds. And then I'm going to let him give us the numbers. And I also wanted to talk about the fact that we have expanded so that the Great Men of Excellence Academy of Kings is not just for men who live in New York. The gentleman that I was calling was inducted last night into the academy, and he lives in Columbus, Ohio. And we also have a gentleman who was inducted last night who lives in Maryland. So we are expanding the breadth of it and bringing in more and more men, not just New Yorkers. But we have on the line a friend of mine who was inducted into the Academy of Kings last night, none other than Mr. Jerome Esprit. Yay! Woo!
I'm scared of both you and Jay, so I just want to say that if I ever see you call me, I am not answering. I'll call you back when you get voicemail. There's nothing like being in the middle of raking your yard or something. There's nothing like being in the middle of raking your yard and someone calls you and puts you on the air. It's like, I'm at the grocery store. So you don't want to do that.
So you and Jay now
make the list. What?
In my defense, I called him earlier and I asked him to do the show, and he said yes. I said, so if you're free, when you see me call you, I'm calling you, I'm on the radio. So I told him.
Jay, I'm not believing her, and I do not feel the love in that statement either.
I'm with you, man. I don't believe it, brother. Putting them on the spot. I'm with you, bro.
I know that's right.
And he probably, and I forgot to tell him the number, because I don't know if the number that shows up.
909-265-9189, sweetie. Yes.
Okay. So when I tell him, I should have told him the number, because he probably thought I could call him from my phone. But anyway, I told him I was calling you guys. I'm not paying y'all no attention. But anyway, so Jerome, listen. Your technological knowledge and skill and information about how to, not qualify but enhance the legitimacy of an organization and a program that was already legitimate was just invaluable. And I wanted to thank you so much for your support, your guidance, your knowledge that you shared. And it was just incredible. And also, I just wanted to congratulate you because it was important to me to have someone talk tonight who was inducted into the Academy of Kings. So I just want to hear what you think.
Well, first, I want to say thank you. But, I never feel like I think that everything that you do in your being has to be selfish enough to want to do for the betterment of all of us. And so every time I'm asked a question, no matter what it is, I don't feel like you have to gouge or keep your information to yourself, because it allows you to learn more. So every time I dump everything I know on either show, on any of your shows, I feel like, you know what, I'm going to know something else tomorrow. And so we have to be free enough to do that. But I want to say thank you. I really had to learn to be this way. Like, of recent, I never would take compliments, but I just want to say thank you for welcoming me, and congratulations to all the guys who received awards. I mean, it's great to have. But I wanted to say that as far as our community is concerned, we have to be cognizant of marketing. We're almost due mid-November, but you have nearly 25,000 hits on a website that you didn't think was going to come outside of the city, you know? And so people watch this stuff, and we need to understand what we put out into the universe so that you can have more wellness. And so I know how this goes in planning an event, or doing a radio show, hoping somebody listens, hoping somebody calls in or shows up. We all do that. But just remember, if you do it from a place of wellness, you don't worry about that. They just come. Equal energy matches and it draws. It has drawing power. So law of allowing helps when you do things for the betterment of everybody else. And that means the betterment of yourself helps everybody else.
Adam,
Well, that was perfectly timed.
I usually shut it down. No. That was my comment to Jay about calling me on the fly. Jay had to shut me down.
Oh, God, that's funny. Like, Michael, shut the thing down. So, anyway, that sounds like, was that our signal, Jay, to go to break? Was that what that was? I lost him. Okay, so Adam. Oh yes. So listen, Andrine is still on the line. Claire is still on the line. Nico's on the line. So, ladies, what do you want to share? Oh, about the pledge that David Levy made last night. Did you all hear it? What did you think of that?
No, I didn't hear it from downstairs. Not at all.
Okay. Claire, did you hear him?
Yeah, I mean, this is Claire. I heard it. I think it was really great. I mean, him starting his foundation and really stepping it up in terms of how he's going to engage young people. And, you know, he was so touched by the fact that he was Man of the Year and really wanted to take his platform to another level. He really talked about not just working with young people in the Caribbean, but also young people in the diaspora, be it in Africa or South America or other countries where there are people of color, people from the diaspora. And, you know, it really touched our hearts to just see just him using his platform to do that and to reach out young people.
Yeah, it was awesome. He said when he looked around the room and saw the distinguished men who were in the room and who received honors, he said any one of you could have been Man of the Year. And the fact that I was selected is really humbling and making me rethink what I do, and, you know, basically stepping his game up. And that was what the minister spoke about, too. He said, listen, what you did yesterday was yesterday. It's today now. You need to do something else. Mm-hmm. You need to do something more. It's time to, you know, you cannot live on the fact that you did something good yesterday. That isn't doing any of us any good. So, and I said, wow, that's really powerful. So he, and then he said, listen, so what am I supposed to do? I'm the keynote speaker this year, and Kathleen talked about how powerfully I spoke last year, and when she heard me speak, she knew she had to have me back. I don't know if you said all that, but that's what I said about him. And he said, so what was I supposed to do? Come up here and stand here and say, okay, everybody, I want you all to remember back to what I said last year. Thank you very much. That was last year. That worked for last year. There's something else I have to do now. And so David looked at him and said, you know, minister, I heard you. So while I've been doing some great stuff, that was in the past. So now I need to take it to another level. And so he made several commitments and pledges. And he said he made a commitment to be a better family man and to do more with the Caribbean, as Claire said, and also committed to this year starting the David Levy Foundation. And so, and he called me last night. It was like, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when we spoke. And he said, I wasn't kidding about that. I'm meeting my lawyer next week, and I am starting the David Levy Foundation. It's this time. So I was like, wow. You know, you just never think that people in his position would come to something and be so inspired. And none of them knew what to expect, really. None of them knew what to expect. They saw the names, but they didn't know what the names meant, really. And when they were actually there, then they, you know, got to interact with each other and realize, wow, this is a pretty powerful group. And, you know, to hear him make that kind of a commitment and pledge to say that, you know, this kind of an event can help make a David Levy say, I need to do more. I need to get on my A game, or my A plus game rather, because he's already on his A game, A plus game, is really humbling and just an incredible thing. Okay, so nobody's talking. So let me go straight to
somebody. Let me go straight to somebody. It sure was.
We know you're finished.
No, it sure was. I also think it was amazing the young people who were there, who performed, who were in the audience. You know, you had fathers bringing their children up with them to take their awards, and it was just really amazing, heartfelt, and just wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was Daryl Walls. He brought his kids up and he said, listen, nothing happens without them. So he took them up there to get his award and take his picture, which was really cool. And you know, George C. Frazier had some really powerful things to say, as did Mayor Dinkins. Just really great. And then, so what we didn't talk about was the fact that some young men got awards as well, young men of promise. And from what I heard today, these young men were really excited about their trophies, and Stacy's son took it to her as soon as she got home. She was traveling, so she wasn't there. Took it to her as soon as she got home to show her that he had won this award. So I don't know, Jerome, I don't know if you can talk to us a little bit about the significance of the trophy.
I don't know what to say, other than just the recognition. I mean, we have a society that we really don't get into recognizing men for too much of anything, and it's kind of narcissistic for us to say, give us an award. And so we're always appreciative, mainly, you know, most of us across the board are really appreciative when you get recognition. It's very humbling. And especially being amongst your peers, because when you're in a room with people who you respect, that respect you, it's a whole different feeling. And I tried to explain that, you know, before when I talk about the Million Man March, when people say things like, I don't really understand, how did it feel? Well, when you're in a room with a bunch of men, we're not going to be able to explain to you how we felt about being amongst your peers. It is just unexplainable, just in the English language for us, to tell you how it feels to not feel oppression and freedom and respect and control and comfort all in the same place. Because you knew everybody had your back, everybody was on the same page, everyone was happy to see each other, and that's hard to explain. So we don't have a word for it in our culture. So it's good when you feel that and understand that it's okay to feel it without being able to talk.
Wow. That's awesome. That's great. And there was some power moves being made in that room last night. I just wished I had been able to, you know, hear all of them. But I could see it. You know, when we took the intermission, you know, I think one or two people mentioned it was intended to be a 5-minute intermission because we were running over a little bit, and it ended up being more like a 15-minute intermission. So what I know has to happen next year is I have to build in a little bit more time for an intermission, you know, 10, 12 minutes maybe, because it was like the golf course up in that place.
A kind of a name, member, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Did we lose Andrew? Is that what?
Hi, this is
Adam, where Art Thou calling, and we don't know how we got in your voicemail, but hey, call us back.
Give him the number, Kathleen.
Andreen, are you there? Huh?
I said give him the number.
Oh, okay, we'll do. Was that Andreen, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, because I don't know whose voice that was. But anyway, if we're still on your voicemail, 909-265-9189, call us back and we'll talk with you, because I'm not sure whose voicemail that was. But anyway, yeah, that was really great when David made that commitment to the audience. And did you all notice that he had a speech prepared?
Hmm? Yes.
Did anybody notice? Yeah, he had a speech prepared. He took this thing seriously. And I mean, it was a speech. It was good, too.
Oh. He was so funny. He said he took it seriously. He better take it seriously.
He even hopped on stage.
Huh?
He even hopped on stage. He didn't accept, like, downstairs. He went upstairs.
That's right. That's right. He sure did.
Let me go upstairs.
Yeah. Well, everybody accepted their awards and made their speech from down, because we came down off the stage afterwards, because it's not that easy to get up those steps to the stage, and there's no banister. So we didn't really want everybody going up and down the stairs. So we did the second part of the show from the floor in the front of the room. You could still see. Everybody could still see. And we brought the mics down and so forth. But when David came up, so George Frazier, Lance O'Keefe, all those others, they spoke from down on in front of folks. David was like, man, he didn't say Man of the Year, but in his Man of the Year glory, he says, let me go up on stage. And he went up to the podium, which was great because he had his speech. You know, he had his speech, so he needed to use the podium, which was awesome. And he delivered that speech, and it was really powerful. And then when he got to the end, I don't think that part of it was not scripted, though. You know, what he said at the end about making that commitment, because that all happened that night for him.
All I heard is, we be rocking you, rocking you, rocking you.
Yeah, yeah. He should have said that. He should have.
I heard that part loud and clear.
Yeah, and he was very gracious too. Took, you know, all of them were. They took pictures with everybody. You know, they did not move anybody away from them. It was really great. And I also wanted to shout out the. We lost the Anwarata folks. Okay, so we're now listening, ladies and gentlemen. We're now in Ask Kathleen. It's 9:31. It's 8:31. So we are in the after show to Adam, Where Art Thou? You're now listening to Ask Kathleen, and we're just going to keep right on going through. One of the other things that happened was the, I was giving the shout out to the Nation of Islam and the NYPD, because literally I called them yesterday when I found out the security that I had hired had been called out of town and could not make it. So I called my friend who was going to do the security. He was going to be shadowing Mayor Dinkins, and he wasn't able to do it. So he got a replacement. So we had Detective Williams. Thank you so much, Detective Williams. He did an incredible job. And, I love security like that. They're so on their job that you don't even know what they're doing. You know, it's just stealth. I didn't even know when the mayor arrived. But when he did come in the room, Detective Williams was right on his, you know, right on his heels, right by his side. So he went out. He was out at the car. He picked him up. He brought him inside, brought him up the stairs, got him seated, and stayed right next to him the entire evening. And then when it was time for him to go, he did the same thing and took him right back downstairs and all the way to the car. That was his chariot that was awaiting him. And then after that, he came inside and was shadowing the other celebrities that were in the room, just, you know, keeping the peace. And then the Nation of Islam, I called Minister Hafiz, who I know does not handle when you want to hire security from the Nation, because he's the top of the food chain, right, for New York. But I called him, and I said, I'm right. Minister Hafisa, I know this is not what you do, and I hope you won't perceive this as inappropriate, but I'm in a bind. And I told him, this was, I don't know, it was about 12 o'clock yesterday, that we really needed security, and could he help? And he said, okay, this is not what I do, Kathleen, but I'll do what I can. And within, I don't know, less than an hour, he had two security officers from the nation ready and prepared to come and do security that night. And do security they did. They got there early.
Yes, they did.
And they, boy, oh boy, nothing was going to happen up in that place last night. Nothing. I had to tell them who Detective Williams was so they would know not to mess with him. Because they were like, anybody moves false, because, you know, a couple of times they were like, who's that right there? Do you know who that is? I said, I don't know who that is. And within seconds, they swooped down on him and made him move, you know. And he was a photographer. He was like, do you know him? I said, I don't know him. Okay, he's got to move. Because he was too close to the speakers, you know. So they were, listen, talk about, I just feel so blessed. I really do. It just was incredible. So, so
well, my
anybody else have any?
Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you once again for giving me the honor of being amongst such distinguished, handsome men.
Yeah, it was a room full of handsome guys. That's the truth.
Yes, it was. I have to give credit where credit was due. I said, well, hello, my brother. But job well done, job well done. I have my roller skates on because I know your mind seems like it's always going. It's always moving. Something's always on it. So, you know, I have my roller skates on. And once again, job well done. Congratulations to you and all the ladies and all the gentlemen that made it all possible. And, you know, it's a pleasure. But I have to go to a conference call and get ready to put other things in action. All right?
Yes.
So thank
you
and good night, everyone.
You're welcome. Good night, Andrine. So, yes, so if any of you have any other comments about last night, then we can go on to talk about some other things that are coming up.
Kathleen, I have a question about the swag. Is that going to be like every year before International Men's Day, or are you going to do that more often? Do you think it's needed more often?
She put me on the spot on the radio.
Sorry.
No,
if you don't know, we can talk about it later. You can just say you don't know.
No,
I accept that.
It's okay. Swag won't be just that one weekend. No, that's going to happen more often. How much more often? I can't answer that right now, but definitely that's going to happen.
That's suffice. I'm just, just wondering, because I wasn't able to make it. I spoke to you about it. I wasn't able to make it for that one. But I did hear the comments that you were talking about, the young lady sharing and, you know. So just wondering.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So that was great. And Claire, did you have any other, did you have any comments or questions or thoughts?
No, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was still on. Okay. I think it was amazing. You know, I think people left there so blessed, so touched to see that many men being honored in our communities. I think the gentleman said it earlier, you know, we don't do that often enough. And, you know, and it took your vision and your thought and many hands on deck to make it happen. And I think, you know, people left there really, really touched last night and are really, you know, excited about next year, you know, and what they could do. And so, you know, you have me at your disposal as well as other folks who are in the room who, whatever we can do to help, you know, we're there for you. So, but it really was amazing.
Thanks, Claire.
And I think it'll be great. I'm very glad that folks are, hitting up the website and getting that and any sort of promotion and stuff we can do for that. So next year we'll be happy to do that for you. So. You are indeed an amazing woman, and, you know, I'm glad that the vision that you had came to life, and now it's just taking it to the next level, you know, so.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, and
no
thank
problem.
You for hanging out, and thank you for cleaning up, too.
No problem, no problem,
cleaning up, and Nico, thank you for cleaning up. We're always the last one, shutting the place down. The last one's in there rolling up tablecloths and losing my keys and finding my keys and losing my coat and finding my coat. And, oh, my God. But it was great. It was awesome. So we can just roll right into the next segment, which is usually just updates. And whenever I have Jerome on the line, I always want to have him do some current events or some news. If you feel like it, Jerome, what's on your mind for tonight? Anything happening in the news?
Man, well, you know, there's always something happening in the news. But, you know, we just have to kind of look at the world kind of for what we want to see it. There was a great weekend. So everyone needs to feed off of that energy, and you need to understand that and feed off the energy as well. So all of those great people who came in and volunteered and participated, it was just a great day. And so, you know, I'm always into appreciation. So, you know, you can always ask me those questions.
It was a great day. It was a lot of fun for me afterwards. I had fun during the evening. I certainly did, and I was really humbled and excited about the fact that all the gentlemen came out. And I'm always excited to hear about the connections that they make in the evening. And you know what really moves me, I think, that I don't really get much of an opportunity to talk about, is that the men are not from any particular, you know, it's not one group that come together because of some kind of a commonality. So in other words, it's not a fraternity where they're all Q's. It's not a church where they're all AME. It's not, you know, anything else where they're all anything else. And no one really knows who's going to show up, and, you know, whatever their differences may or may not be are totally irrelevant that night. They don't even talk about it. They have no, you know, all they do is respect one another for who they are, and some of the connections actually just surprise me. You know, some of the people, I assume that they know each other already. Some of them I find out that, like for Minister Hafiz, for example, so many of the men in the room had heard of him and had heard him speak maybe on a radio or on a CD, or maybe they'd been to the mosque or something like that, but never had the chance to meet him. And, you know, the men who are Christians and so forth are running up to him to compliment him on his talk and get his information, and can they talk later, and can we come, you know, can we get in touch with you, and all of that. He's doing the same thing talking with them, and it didn't matter. It just didn't matter what they did for a living. They didn't care whether you were a teacher or a judge, and we had both in the room. They were all heralding each other, and that just is just incredible.
Right, but that's why I mentioned the Million Man March, is because when that kind of stuff happens, we only usually hear about conflict amongst each other, and we don't have an appreciation for the commonality that we have and the willingness we have to support each other. I mean, one of the things, even talking about the march, was, you know, there was bottled water all over the place. There were these widescreen TVs. Someone came on stage and said, hey, if someone is hungry or needs something, feed them. And people were offering food, people you didn't know. And so it was a lot of that going on, whereas when people watched it and observed it from TV or was just critical because of whomever being there, they were missing the point. And so whenever you observe that, do not be surprised that it happens, because it happens all the time. It's a natural state for us. That's why I don't really feel compelled to tell this joke, but it's kind of why when we see, you know, in our peer group, when we still see, you know, little black kids in foreign environments, we look at them to make sure that they're okay. And then we just keep going about our business. But we have that in us as a community, and that is something that we should never lose. We should never become blind to the fact that other people are saying, no, no, everything's okay, and everybody's everybody, we're all one color and all that. That's nonsense. We need to actually honor that and support each other, because we should support each other behind each other's back and not have to tell them. So it's always heartwarming and kind of like it's just that good feeling of saying, well, I didn't want to go to the mosque and say hi to you, and you always have security around you, and I didn't want to talk to them, I didn't want to be seen talking to you. Well, in that room, everybody didn't have the other cameras wasn't on them, so they could actually say, let me go talk to him. And so
right.
It was a good environment. So whenever you, and mind you, Kathleen, like I said before, it's your spirit that drew that. So I just want you to tell you that in a humbling way, that if you don't put that across, people don't feel it. And so you brought them together in a certain spirit, and it just filled the room. So everybody else was comfortable. So, you know, you didn't make it so formal that they didn't want to talk to each other and so tightly scheduled that they didn't want to talk to each other. It made it comfortable. We don't get a chance to even talk anymore. People don't hug each other no more, you know. So
right.
It's cool that
yeah.
they get a chance to do that.
Right, right. That is true. And a lot of that went on. A lot of that went on because Pastor Tyus was telling me about the various people that he was able to speak to and a lot of the connections that he made from coming into an environment where basically he knew nobody. He did, you know, he had his friends with him. One of them was being honored, so and he had, you know, another friend with him that had been, they've been longtime friends. And I know they were all ball players because they were all like 6'10", you know. I don't know exactly how tall, maybe not 6'10", but definitely 6'5", 6'6", all of them. So I know you notice them when they walk in together. And he was, you know, basically just there for me, because I asked him to come all the way from Columbus to do this, so he didn't really know, he really didn't know what to expect, and he hasn't done anything like that. Well, nobody's done anything like that, because there is nothing like that, but in New York, anyway, let me just say, because if it was in Ohio, it would be different, because he'd know everybody, or Columbus, at least, he'd know everybody. Ohio, he'd know everybody, but coming all the way to New York, he just didn't know what to expect, but he made all kinds of linkages as well, and that was really a great thing for me to see that happen. And it happened last year, too. And the other thing, you know, for Jerome, I wanted to ask you about this, too, and then we can ask Claire and Nico, too, what they think. Again, for me, when it's someone of the stature of a David Levy, of a minister of a Hafiz, of a Pious Ned, who's senior pastor of his church and all that, when they come in and they make connections and say, wow, I got to spend some time with people that I've never really talked to, you know, or never really spent time with, that, I don't know. I just don't even know what to say about that. For me, because that happened for Chris Broussard last year, and you figure, well, he knows everybody. He's on TV every day, you know, and then you realize that that's not the case.
Right, but let's think of it in a spiritual way. What happens is that people, when you're in a bubble, like as a politician or as an entertainer, you're in a bubble, so people always want something from you when they meet you. And so you're always so much on guard. But when you're in something where people are getting honored, you're kind of just humbled by being in the presence of people who accomplish other things as well. So you get to network and talk and be free without feeling like people are tugging on your spirit. You don't have to be so defensive. So a lot we don't usually get a chance to do that. I mean, so I just want that to be common, you know, common knowledge and common ground for us, that we say, you know what? When you approach somebody in the street that you don't know, you can't arbitrarily give them the benefit of the doubt. But when they're getting an awards and award ceremony, everybody is being respected for what they do, so you can let your defense
right.
down and say, hey, what do you do? And it's always
yeah.
all cool. You didn't really even need security in there for that because it doesn't
right.
attract negative. Nobody's going to fight over some good spirited stuff. That's not the Source Awards. Right? It is not posturing. and that is the best place. I remember, like I said, Million Man March, the black women who were there were protected beyond belief. Wasn't nobody hitting on them. There was none of that, and everybody watched out for them. The most dangerous thing about the Million Man March is if the police would have did something to somebody, because we would have all gelled together to protect our folks. And that is the beauty of Black folks. So don't ever let anybody tell you that we as a community need to change. There are some things that we have. We kind of overextend sometimes, but there are some things that we have that makes everybody better. That's why people gravitate towards Black people, because they want our sense of community. But we don't want it because we're trying to be like somebody else. So we have to be easy about that and just know, hey, in those environments, there is nothing but love in there. You don't get a chance to love your people much. Not watching them on TV, you don't get a chance to love them much.
You're right. There was a whole lot of love in that room last night. A whole lot of love in that room last night. Nico, did you think so?
I know so, because actually when David Levy came in, but I was in the entrance between the auditorium and the place where they were serving the dinner, the reception hall, I think that's what it's called. And I was out there, so, like, a lot of people, like, you know, were, like, waiting to take pictures with him. And I think, like, the security was like, oh, well, you know, let's go. And he was like, no. He said, let's just go ahead and do this. So he was, like, taking pictures with some of the, you know, people that were there. They wanted to take photos with him. He didn't have a problem with it. So it was, like, you know, love, and, you know, he was, like, very, you know, humble and everything. And I spoke to him. He was like, thank you, you know, because I congratulated him and everything. But it was like, love. You know, it wasn't, like, really no pressure. As far as, you know, being up in there last night. Yeah, it wasn't like a lot of pressure.
Right. And that was great that he was so gracious to take pictures with everybody. Because, you know, he left there and he went to work. I was listening to him on the radio.
We were listening last night on the way. Yeah, on the way when you dropped me off, he was on the radio
That's right. So that was great of him. But that was one of the reasons that I was happy that the security was there. So just in case he didn't want to, you know, do that, that we could at least move people along, and he wouldn't have to do it. And we could get the show moving because, you know, whatever. But you're right, Jerome, that there was nothing but love in that room. And we would have been fine, except that maybe the time, you know.
Yeah, we don't usually think about that because we always deal with the images of ourselves opposed to thinking about who we are. And so it's really hard to kind of separate the two. And it's like, why do we do this or do that? Like, our youth, for example, have issues because they don't see grown-ups, right? They don't see how grown folks act. So the youth that was there that saw men cool with each other, we'll let them know that there is a time you can go in a room and not know anybody and nobody has any hostility towards you. But if you never see that, you don't know it exists. So that's why I'm saying, like, it is a part of our culture. It's a part of who we are, that as youth, you need to hang around older people sometimes just to know that it's not the impression of each other. It's not what you see in the news, because you can't win a spelling bee and get on the front page of the paper. You can't win a spelling bee and get on the news. You shoot somebody, you get on the news. And so the images that we see are always negative. So we started internalizing that and kind of thinking, yeah, with all those Black folks in the room, you don't know what's going to happen. And that becomes some comedian joke. But that is just a caricature of Black people. So the goal that you had of creating the wards creates the energy for it, and it brought the people who was going to feel who felt love. And that's all I can really say about that. It's not anything else other than that. We don't really think like that. We don't think violence all the time or sex all the time. There's just none of that. So we have to be able to get into a space where we can enjoy the presence and the humble presence of each other. And you facilitated that last night, and so that was a good thing. It's always good.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, we're just about out of time, so let me just ask, Claire, do you have any final thoughts that you could give us in about 60 seconds?
No, I agree totally with Jerome. I think it was such a loving experience. The gentlemen were, I certainly felt protected by all those handsome Black men. But I think it was just amazing. It was just amazing, you know, from the time I come into the level of respect everyone has for each other and the humility, you know, folks just looked at this is what I do, you know. They didn't expect the awards, but it was certainly welcomed, and I you know, like I said, I look forward to next year and all the different things that are going to happen leading up to the day and bringing it together, because it's something that is so needed. And having our younger men there performing, receiving awards, and seeing those examples. I think it was George Frazier who talked about mentorship last night and what that looks like in our communities, and constantly lifting each other up and constantly holding each other to task. You know, I think those are the things that I know that have left a lasting impression, not only on me, but folks who were there last night. And, you know, I think it planted a lot of seeds, some of which we,
yeah.
you know, we may not have heard because some folks didn't have the mic, but I know the things that happened last night just planted a tremendous amount of seeds. And, you know, in the next year, those seeds will come to bloom. And, we, you know, I know we'll see a lot more positive things happening with each other in our communities. And now you have a whole network of men that we can reach out to when we need, you know, when we
right.
are doing things. And, I'm, you know, I think it's just going to be amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And, Nico, anything real quick you want to just add before we close?
Just want to say thank you again for this allowing me the opportunity. And I really enjoyed last night, just like the piggyback on what Claire said, just like making sure that, you know, all the men are getting what they need and just putting that out there, making it available for men to do positive things, and just being able to make that network. And then also I just want to piggyback a little bit too about what was talked about the young kids that got honored, you know, seeing the smiles, you know, from their, you know, on their face from having their trophies, which was very, you know, good to see. Yeah.
That was really nice. That was great.
Yeah, it was really good to see. As I was standing on the side, I saw them, like, you know, smiling, you know, sitting smiling, you know, enjoying the program, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerome, anything real quick?
Yes, I just want to say congratulations to you again and for all the volunteers and everybody who made the night great. And thank you for everything and for my selection and all that good stuff. I have nothing to say about that, but congratulations. Just how most of your speeches went last night. I'm just humbled and I'm here. So everybody goes on Zooms.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the after show to the show. This is Ask Kathleen, and I'm your host, Kathleen Williams. Please do go to that website that's gotten over 25,000 hits. It's an incredible website. All the honorees are up there. It's InternationalMen'sDayNewYork.com. And you'll be able to watch the show from last night when we load it up on my website. I'm just saying TV.com. And but in the meantime, there's a lot of great stuff up there. So go check out that website also, and, you know, send me a message. You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it, Kathleen Williams with a C. So you've been listening to Ask Kathleen. This has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show to spend some time with you and talk about what's really important about celebrating men in this new year. And as we go into this whole election season, I just encourage all of you to just stay involved, stay engaged, make sure you vote, and, you know, just have a great life, you know, have a great life. So this is Kathleen Williams. I'm your host. This is Ask Kathleen. It's been wonderful talking with you, and I'll see you again next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Nico. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Jerome, for hanging out
You're
with
welcome.
Me. I really appreciate all
You're
of you.
Welcome.
You all are wonderful.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night. You too. Good
night,
everybody.
Bye.
When God